And she wanted me to make a display of the things, you know, my classes had made and all. And I was so busy getting material together to go there that I forgot the man had come to me. So when I came back, I was sitting in the back of the cab office right up there on Pine Street. And he said, Mrs. I was then. He said, Mrs. Johnston, did you still want that house? He was about to lose it for $900, this house. I said, oh, I was thinking you had sold it because I had to leave and go to Jackson. And he says, well, no, I haven't sold it. So I said, well, okay, I'll find. So I got right up and went down to building and loan and got them to buy it in for me for $2,500. And I paid them $20 a month. And the biggest damage that was done, it had leaked. And they had a paper ceiling up there. And it had all drooped down. And I had to have all of that torn out, new ceiling put in. And it cost me $50 to have the whole house sealed. Can you imagine it? Cost you more than that for one room now.
Say if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it with? What would you call that?
Well, I remember when I was a little girl, I used to always have to get the kindling in every evening. And we'd find some kind of light material. And then there's a pine wood.
The kindling isn't pine?
No. You don't make it out of all kindling because it'll cause a fire. It's so rich, you know. And you can take one piece of it and stick it in the fire and use it as a torch, you know, to start the fire.
One piece of this?
That's a pine.
That pine?
That's a pine. Now, but we always would get some kind of light. Looks like this lady's coming to my house. Always get some kind of light material.
Did you ever take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the
fire? We used to have what they call the back log.
Okay.
Put that. And let me tell you, when I was teaching a Catholic school in the country, the room was as large as these two rooms together. And the fireplace was almost twice as long as that. Just about that length and a half. And they used to put a big back log there, and that log would last almost the whole winter. But you would put other wood in front of it, you know. And that back log would catch, of course it was burning, but it would give out a lot of heat. And you'd keep the other. And we'd all have to sit way back from it.
What about the black?
And this man whose home I stopped with them down there. He owned that was his master's home. And now some white people have bought it, and I think they have it on the tours and the pilgrimage.
Said
he remembered when he was a little boy how this master used to come and throw nickels out to the little slave children to see them scrambling to pick it up.
Which home?
This was in the home where I lived when I was teaching down there. I used to live with this family.